One consequence of the war being unresolved is that it's a tricky issue to discuss inside South Korea. It has to do with current relations with the North, which is a very sensitive subject. So there are a lot of constraints. It's difficult. What tends to happen in the South is that the war is discussed in a very limited way, basic facts. As far as students go, you know, all the students I get from Korea all know about the Incheon landing. They know about General MacArthur. They know basic dates. They know about the Chinese entry. It's sort of a skeleton of facts. But they don't have the international context. They also don't know some of the more problematical parts of the interaction between the South Korean leadership and the American leadership. And on top of the problem of current relations with North Korea, there's also the problem that South Korean politics is very polarized, left and right. And so the war has all of these kind of coded meanings, right? Which tends to happen in a polarized situation. So if you say something from looking at an event from the point of view of the North or the point of view of China or something, in political terms, that immediately throws you in the camp, right, of the left wing, and you can't. And so the reaction is, well, you're pro-communist. Well, you know, no. So that it makes it very hard. It's an unusual thing to try to tell a history of a war before it has ended.